This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Davis bluffed the three. Now Davis the screener and the roller and the finisher. Nice pass and a pretty easy finish. Davis.
Mavs TV with the call on the Mavericks, a 120-101 victory over Brooklyn. They're just screwing it all up. It's Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt, back from the ballpark. He was at the Globe last night.
Yes.
For a little Rangers exhibition. Peyton and Aiden alongside. We will have plenty of that. I want to know if Bobby tried any of the new food that's out there. I saw Sandler's video that he posted on all the food items. He told his wife about baseball, about this game with a bat and a ball and a stick and pillows.
Mm-hmm.
And they run around and they touch all the pillows.
Exactly it.
It's exactly what it is.
It's the game of pillow touching.
Yes, it is.
Called it.
So we'll get into that. Also, Stars do get a victory at home against Minnesota. We'll talk about that in a second. But we start with the Mavericks screwing up, and I do mean screwing up, the whole plan, the whole tank. They bring Anthony Davis back for some godforsaken reason, and they go and they beat Brooklyn. And that's that Nets. You know, Brooklyn stinks. You know, they're going to be a 50-loss team. 55, maybe. But still.
Yeah, still. Where is your apology? I want to know where your apology
My
is.
Apology?
Yep.
For what?
I need your apology for the fact that last night in the Lakers game, the Magic Lakers game, Luka Doncic was -9 in plus-minus. Anthony Davis was +12.
Oh!
That is a 21-point difference.
Oh, baby.
Chop.
He's that much better. He's 21 points better than Luka. I bet you Vegas would agree, and they would add the 21 points to the Mavericks if they were to play on the betting line.
I mean, you have to. That would be the way that they would have to do it, because he makes that big a difference. Mm-hmm. And that's why they've struggled so much.
Yeah, it really is.
And that now they've just cleared the path
to
be able to go on their fantastic run here. This is messing up the plan, ultimately, though. That's what this is doing.
27 minutes, 12 points for AD, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. But you did. You're right. He did have a. He was +12 with a +-minus. And let's see, the Mavericks on Team Tank. They're still in 12th.
Yeah,
they did not move.
The Suns won late last night on a Booker buzzer beater.
So they still have a 6.2% chance to get the top four, and a 1.3% chance to get number one overall.
Which, by the way, in the last six
not
weeks,
zero.
In the last 6 weeks, how many times have you hit this draft simulator on Tankathon?
Every day.
I think I've hit it 200 times. I have not once gotten Dallas to be the number one.
No, I've gotten up. I just got them to 3 on the third try.
I've gotten them up to the top four every now and then, but I've never gotten them to number one. So even in this fake game, it ends up kind of screwing the Mavs a little bit.
Yep.
But the Mavs are screwing themselves here a little bit. Now, look, I understand you don't want to. I do get the idea whenever people say you can't ask professional athletes to just
pack it in.
You can't just tell them, pack it in, give up, quit. But again, it's the idea of just, you can naturally let it happen like you did a couple years ago when you sat Kyrie and you sat Luka. Don't let AD come back. Let him get healthy. Let him do whatever he's going to do. Figure things out from there. But this is your last chance at a significant draft pick, potentially. And not even significant. You're not going to get a significant one.
Oh, you might. I mean, you get the top four.
Probably not, though.
Number one.
Look at that.
That was like 20 tries.
I had jinxed it, and then there we are. So Cooper Flagg. All right, you're getting Cooper Flagg right there. But this is what they've set themselves up for, of just being right in the middle. I still every day I laugh more and more thinking about the Mavericks trying to push this idea that this is a win now move. That anything about this was a win now move, when in reality all you did was suck just enough to drop to like the back end of the play-in or just outside of it and probably pick 10 to 12.
Yeah, and look, I mean, 10 to 12, you can get a Derek Lively, but Derek Lively's a role player. Not getting a superstar generally. Now, you might have somebody that misses, right? You get a team that just...
Giannis went 15. Yeah, Nash went 15. Yeah. You get a once in a blue moon.
Yep.
I want to say initially, it was something like outside of Giannis and Nash, I think there was only one MVP over the course of like 50 years that wasn't a lottery pick. So, I mean, it's definitely, it's a big part of that. 214 says there were fire Nico chants last night at the Stars game, which is good. But, I mean, this is something where they've set themselves up now to be just good enough to cross that threshold and screw themselves. It's the same argument we had 2 years ago and the one that they came down on the right side of that we didn't anticipate they would, but they did.
Mm-hmm.
And this time around, it doesn't seem like they have the same sense. 5-6-1, Mavs have become Nico's vanity project, 100%. 100%.
So I'm looking at the some of the mock drafts, and they have the Mavs at, you know, obviously where you're picking. You could be taking Con Knepel from Carol from Duke.
You pronounce the K?
They do. I don't care for that.
I probably would too, though, if that was my name.
But I don't like pronouncing the N. Like, it's...
I'm glad.
My roommate, he was K-N-I-Z-N-E-R. It's just like Andrew Kisner for the Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
He's his cousin. It's Kisner. There's no N. You don't pronounce the N.
Yeah, see, that seems like an odd decision there.
Now, this one with Knepel, I think it's either should be Knepel or Keppel.
You don't want Knepel. You'd rather...
You can't have Knepel.
No.
But you have Keppel.
Yeah, sure.
And that's I don't like the Knepel. I don't care for that. Don't put two. This isn't Russia. Is this Russia? You can't put a K and an N.
No, it's not Russia, because I know it for one thing. There's no way that Nico Harrison would have Russians on his basketball team.
But, I mean, so. You know, they haven't passed it on Liam McNeely at UConn and Derek Queen and Solo Ball and JT Toppin. So
is this, do you think this instance of AD being available last night, is this just about, hey, we have to have bodies ready? We got to have people out there to put on the floor? Or is that as simple as Nico's going to dig in and say, you're going to see what I wanted and you're going to see it now. And I don't care if we're playing for anything. You're going to see it, damn it.
Yeah, I mean, how much of it is on him? I mean, he might just be insisting that he gets back in the lineup.
Jason Kidd said last night, quote on Anthony Davis, he gets paid to play. I know you think this is a joke, but his character of working to get back with 12 games left just shows how much he cares about what he wants to do, and that's to help this team win. But Jason Kidd looks worn out talking up there. How likely is it, do you think, that Kidd just walks away after this year?
I don't think so.
Do you think there's any shot? You think he wants to sit around for this? I wouldn't. If he truly had nothing to do with the Luka, that'll tell me if he had anything to do with Luka going.
Well, I don't even know about that. I mean, look, guys don't walk. I mean, do people just walk away from millions of dollars a year?
Dude, that's been a brutal job this year.
Oh, it has. It has. But, you know, the summer's coming and you can step away from it for a little bit. And then you hope that people forget about it by the start of next year.
Doesn't he have it? Like, I mean, when you're Jason Kidd, don't you feel like you've got enough money?
Yeah, I think you
his net worth is $85
million. He's also he's been fired from a couple of jobs or.
But he had a whole NBA career.
Moved away from a couple of jobs. He keeps coaching. You know, some guys are basketball lifers.
He does love it, but I mean, that's exactly, if you're somebody who loves it, do you want to be around this? What this is right now?
I don't think so. I don't think you would, but unless he thinks, all right, you know what? Look, if we get Kyrie back and Anthony Davis, we do have a good team. They do. Like if Kai and AD are healthy, that's a good squad.
214, Mavs are in 11th, not 12th. You said that 2 days in a row. 11th place in the West. They're 12th in the lottery. That's where they are in the lottery, 214. That's what we're talking about there. We are not talking about where they stand in the conference. We're talking about where their position is in the lottery right now. But I don't know. To me, it's just if Jason Kidd had legitimately nothing to do with the move, why would you want to stay for this? I was about to say really bad.
If you had nothing to do with the move?
Yeah, if you had nothing to do with
it. The same reason that he said about AD wanting to play. Like, it's you know, he's a competitor. It's his job. He gets paid to play. He gets paid to coach.
But he didn't get paid to oversee a self-destruction.
No. I mean, that he may not re-up. I have to go look at when his deal's up. You know, but he may finish out his contract. I mean, you know, guys, he may say the same thing. I'm getting paid to coach. I'm
this,
a coach.
Yeah, but this is as flustered as he's been at the podium this year. And we've seen some, because what is he? He's Mr.
What's that should tell you that he had nothing to do with the move.
What's the Peyton drop? No one's dying. You know, all the time. We hear no one's dying. He's Mr. on the level, keep it cool. That now we've seen him blow off press conferences. We've seen him get snippy with people. Last night, he said, I know you think this is a joke, but, you know, this is important to him.
Yeah, well, we tried everything.
That's like, that's a guy who feels like he's worn out by this right now, just like everybody else is, and worn out by Nico Harrison just digging in those heels of his and just saying, nope, I was right. I'm going to be right, and all y'all be damned.
It is Sean and RJ 105 through the fans of the Mavericks get a 19-point victory on the road. Meanwhile, the Dallas Stars getting a goal from Matt Duchene on Victory Plus.
Take it away from Bogosian. Duchene shot. Score! Ben was cutting in front. Duchene, the screenshot. And Dallas doubles up immediately.
So, Victory Plus with the call. Stars 3-0 over the Wild. The power play was fairly nice to him last night.
What
does the money puck say?
Money puck says 53.5% for Dallas Stars. So they correctly predicted it. Here's the question I have this morning as we're getting ready. I was talking about this with Peyton earlier. And you've spent, how long have you been around Sean now? 14 years? Something like that?
Yeah, it'll be 14 years next month.
Okay. How mad would he get if one of these mornings around this time we call and wake him up to give him on the air the money puck numbers?
Oh, man.
Would he forget about it by next week?
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't forget about it.
Would he be not angry?
It would be our 6 o'clock segment, his first day back, would be, why did you wake me up?
Nah. Oh, he was up. He was texting a minute ago. Right?
So we can't call him and give him money pocket.
No, the problem is that you call him. First of all,
you guys heard that.
Silent.
RJ Choppy said that it's okay to call Sean.
Look, you call him. Go ahead. I don't care. It's his phone's
Allah.
His phone's always on silent, and so he may not even hear it. He may not even hear it, or may not even see it. But also, do you really want to wake up the baby? That's the problem.
Yeah, that's
because it is paternity leave.
That's what he was.
So he is spending time. He's skin to skin. He's going skin to skin with his baby.
Yeah, I see. You're winking just like I am there, Chop. No, I can't wake.
My eyes are watering too much right now.
So that's it, guys. He walked in here this morning just looking like someone took a giant dump in his face and gave him pink eye. He has both eyes lit up like you haven't seen before. I mean, his eyes are red.
Yeah,
and he can't stop rubbing them.
It's like the area around the eye, because I've just like wiped them nonstop for the last, I don't know, 18 hours. Like, it's just been like just awful. It's, I don't know what it is. And I've been taking allergy pills too. And allergy eye drops.
Do you have the, I was going to say, you do have the eye drops and they haven't been working?
No.
Are they like medicated ones, or are they just the regular old?
I got them at the store at Costco or whatever.
But like there's some that are like they have medicine in them, and others are just like lubricant basically.
Oh no, this has some med. It's like a 0.01%. Medicine or whatever the small dose is. I have no idea, but it's brutal. I am miserable.
Is this because you mowed the yard the other day and you were talking too early, saying you didn't get MOVID?
I wouldn't think so, but it may. Maybe.
What's the incubation period on MOVID?
That's a good question. It was the day next day last year. It's like I mowed the lawn and I was like, ooh, I had no voice within 24 hours.
So we would say you need 3 days off now to be able to recover from that. They say 3 days.
3 days to flatten the curve.
No itchy eyes.
No itchy eyes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Maintain 6 feet.
Right. Sean and RJ here, 105.3 The Fan. It is pro day season. Is there a quarterback headed to the Cowboys? The Cowboys going to pass on the top wide receiver in the draft? That's next on 105.3 The Fan.